Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. Chapter 10, Scene 5. Krishna apprises Nalakubra and Manigriva. When the demigods, Nalakubra and Manigriva, finished their prayers, the child, Lord Krishna, the master and proprietor of Gokula, bound to the wooden grinding mortar by the ropes of Yashoda, began to smile and said, "It was already known to me that my great devotee and sage Narada had shown his causeless mercy by saving you from the abominable condition of pride due to possessing extraordinary beauty and opulence in the family of the demigods. Narada has saved you from gliding down into the lowest condition of hellish life. All these facts are already known to me. You are very fortunate, because you were not only cursed by Narada, but you had the opportunity to see him. If someone is able, by chance, to see a great saintly person like Narada face to face, who is always serene and merciful to everyone, then immediately that conditioned soul becomes liberated. This is exactly like being situated in the full light of the sun. There cannot be any visionary impediment. Therefore, O Nalakubra and Manigriva, your lives have now become successful because you have developed ecstatic love for me. So this is your last birth within material existence. Now you can go back to your father's residence in the heavenly planet, and by remaining in the attitude of devotional service, you will be liberated in this very life." After this, the demigods circumambulated Lord Krishna many times and bowed down before him again and again. And thus, Nalakubra and Manigriva left. Meanwhile, Lord Krishna remained bound up with ropes to the wooden grinding mortar. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada."